done made telephone call. What you got?
Oh, we just catching some more fish in the fish fry.
Is that your
that's the sidekick.
Bring her in here. Well, you've been fishing, really fishing.
Oh, well, I set it out last night, and then I had to be in town this morning and didn't get started till about 1:30, was it?
Oh, that's no good. That's no good.
Oh, we got 12.
We got 12. Pretty big. That's all right.
Then I guess shouldn't think about that.
It's windy out there.
Really windy. It's so windy that the lines were all tangled up. Good gracious. It's a mess.
You spill jelly on him.
What's that? Like I do. Spill. I spill jelly on myself. I spill jelly and then I touch it and I get it all over me and I get sticky. And I don't love to be sticky. You? Well, I wouldn't ask you where you find all those things. That wouldn't be quite right, would it?
Right there in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, out in Tuscaloosa? Mm-hmm. Well, there's still a good large area in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I can only put in one place. That's over the south end of it.
Is that right? I had a... Well, you've been doing business and catfishing, too.
I'll tell you, I've never done it, never fished before, because it does take a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of one of those things. Bust in there, keep doing it. We set it out last night. Hell, we didn't leave until 7 o'clock, I don't think. Set the line out. Yep. Finally got around to it at 7 o'clock and put the line out. And then,
how you put the line out?
Well, there's a... When you go up over Fire Tower Hill and back down.
Sure.
And then you turn right, like you're going back to Micanopy, and then the first gate on the right, and there's a little spot there that you can get in.
Yeah.
Because there's only two or three places you can get to that light.
Oh, it's fenced.
No, it's so muddy and murky and overgrown.
Oh, I see.
You can't get to the water.
Can't get to it.
And that spot has a little bay. It's, probably an acre. Something like that.
That's a pretty good spot.
And it stays clear all the time. It's deep.
And deep.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be a 14-foot alligator.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, man, the colored people. It says named. And they said they went down there with Billy Richardson one day, and they thought it was a great big old log. And all of a sudden it took off. My God, it's the biggest alligator he'd ever seen.
Yeah, how about that?
We saw a huge hawk and watched him right in front of us, and he dove when he got a fish.
Fish hawk. What do they call him? Osprey?
Maybe that's a
real big beak.
It looked like an eagle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they don't have a white tail and a white head.
And that body was, good Lord, that body from tail to head was. Look like 2.5-3 feet.
They're big.
The wingspan was about 3 or more.
Yeah. That is a performance.
I wish I could fish that good.
Yeah. You just fish on the way home.
You just feel anything and got it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that sportatorium's been a sport. Got to... Got two council members up there yesterday, and Jane Ebling too, and old Thomas was there, Mayor Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Proctor, all at this meeting.
Oh,
at
really?
The county commission in town.
Yeah.
And it was quite lively. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Old Thomas really he acts a grump all the time.
Yeah.
But he's got a wit working just fierce.
Had he?
He walked in there, and we were all sitting to the back, and he said. Well, it looks like to me all you guys are in church.
George is looking for solemn?
No, we're all sitting in the back seat.
Oh.
He said, let's get up there in front where we can hear. And I almost died because that's the truth. I mean, I grew up in that society. And, you know, back seats always fill up first.
Yeah.
Church. The preacher comes in and says, now, what are you doing in the back seat?
Yeah.
And then he pulled a few more funny. There's this picture of a man looked to be about 70 in an old painting, one of the old traditional. Maybe it was General Gaines, for all I know, he's in a general's uniform, and hanging on the back wall, and all, you know, big shock of gray hair, and And Thomas just pipes up and says, "Well, my word, there's a picture of Sid Martin in his youth before he got his Medal of Honor."
Sid down there?
No.
He wasn't there?
And he just kept it up. But we got the commissioners scared to death, see? They're not about to take any reverse action. They tangled the hooves with old Norwood Hope. And he's threatening lawsuits. And there is a potential there of the public winning the lawsuit. Or Norwood Hope. And I was using that as a precedent, and they were getting a bit nervous. I made a pretty strong statement about, you know, they set up precedent about trying to govern things properly, and now's the time for them to do it. But they couldn't quite see it. We've still got, it's going to be 2 more weeks before they get their building permit. So they still can't do anything. You mentioned over the phone to Mimi or Julie, one of the two, that you knew of somebody that pulled a stop on something down in South Florida?
Fort Myers?
That was Roscoe lived there, and he'd been living there for 20 or 30 years, and then all this thing was coming in on him, his neighbors, and it was in the newspapers all over South Florida. I never read it up here. And they were right there at Fort Myers Beach, right up there in the little eddy right next to him. You see, they were going to face that with a 20 square miles,
yeah,
something like that. And the county or somebody turned them down. And I can ask Roscoe on the phone what he knows about it and who to see.
Well, what we need to know, like if there are cases like ours, did they grant zoning for it and then turn them down after they granted the zoning? See, what happened in this case, they came in, made application, and got zoning. The promoters did, the builders. And then we came in with this information contrary to what the builders presented. But the zoning had legally already been granted.
Well, Roscoe wouldn't know that, I don't imagine, but he might, and he could tell you who to talk to. Or you could just call the county court clerk or who it is you talk to, or the city commission. That was in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the county.
We're dealing with county.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give me his number. I'll ring him up.
I don't know his number.
Do you think we should go talk to the commissioners, like have a meeting, private?
Well, I've already talked to them. Jack Durance is. They all. I mean, Sid Martin agrees. Jack Durance agrees. Rershaw agrees. Turlington, don't know. Who the hell's the other commissioner?
Guy in the middle. Okay, that's me.
That's,
he's, Turlington, who's the chairman?
Yeah, okay.
Information,
Fort Myers
Beach.
Well, if they agree, couldn't they maybe kind of figure out something, some other route to take?
Well, Julie, they can't do anything. They're being butt-headed because they have, you know, I can understand their position.
How you understand it?
Well, I mean, from money wise, they decided they wanted to do it there, and they got all the.
Is this information Fort Myers Beach? Roscoe Parker. And your area? Thank you.
Especially the company you're working with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I use a little thing to tape sometimes, and it picks up like a future signal. You can hardly hear it on it. The old one was all right. Is this the secretary? This is secretary. Mr. Parker, secretary. There's a guy. Well, I'm up here at the fish camp for an Oscar Livingston. That's the same old place, yeah. Well, you just never know. I'm gonna tell you, Miss Parker. Just 5 minutes ago, I guess. Well, I seem to see you all messed up here somehow.
Is that?
It is.
You
and Cap? Nothing. Let me tell you. One of my, they are trying to build a hippodrome over here next door to me.
A hippodrome?
Yes. Well, they're going to show wild animals and boxing matches and wrestling and all like that.
Oh, I see. It's entertainment.
Yes,
entertainment. Is that for your special benefit?
That is just to irritate me.
Oh, it is.
Because I don't want an entertainment. I got more than I can handle now.
Oh, is they giving you trouble?
Is one of my good friends, Dr. Van Arnhem, bought a tract of land from Robert Smith for 18 acres of it, and he sold it to this big outfit that puts hippodromes in all over the country.
Oh, you are actually telling me you weren't making up stories.
Well, I'm not tested, but in this case, I'm sorry, Alan.
Well, I am too, just
a
guy. What are you
going to
do? Take them to court?
Well, we were trying to. But we hit a snag, and I wanted to ask a little information what you all did down there when they were going to put that city in next door to you.
That city has next door to you?
Yes.
Down here at Fort Byers Beach?
Yes.
I don't know, guys. Probably, you want me to get Roscoe to the telephone? He might do. I see you are really serious.
Yes, I'm...
I see. I just thought you were kidding me.
they had it rezoned in order to put the hippodrome in.
Oh, it was zoned against that.
Yes.
Now, well, guys, I don't have any respect for people who, those that are bothering us, for instance, about their integrity, about their morals. I don't have any confidence in them at all.
Yeah.
All they're after is the almighty dollar.
Yes.
And they don't give a hoot whether you object.
No.
Or whether it's close enough to, for you to hear the Calliope or Calliope or whatever.
Yeah.
They have to build places to make music.
I never did know how to say that word.
I either. I ever tried to pronounce it before. And I don't believe I got in quite all the letters.
I was thinking about that big tract of land that next to the bay there.
Oh, well, nothing is settled about that. That's where the state comes in.
Oh.
Because some of that is state property.
Oh.
It's the mangrove area.
Yeah.
And it's still hanging fire. I see what you're talking about. Trudson and all his people who he's working for are rich people. They
sure.
This is the family of the Kennedy, the one that married
the
Kennedy girl. Well, I don't know. They're all wealthy people.
Yeah.
But it's still hanging fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Roscoe I thought Jimmy Hoffa was in it too.
Well,
well, let me tell you.
After the money, you know, see, he likes it.
Oh, does he?
Does he, yeah. Well, God, let me tell you.
You tell Roscoe.
Yeah.
And you all think it over, and I'll tell this friend of mine that he can call you tonight after supper or something like that, and maybe whatever you know, and if you don't know, you know.
I'm sure he does know any more than I do. I know what's in the paper, Guy. I think you're just wasting time.
Well, what about you?
I'd be perfectly delighted for him to do it and all that, but I don't like for him to waste his time and money. When, you know, Roscoe's kind of gone into a shell since he's been down here.
Yeah.
He says he's done his stint of good.
Yes.
And that he's entitled to sit back.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, you can find out, you could do this for me. You could find out somebody down there in the county government or city government that we might check with.
All right, I'll ask you that. He's in the bathroom right now.
Yeah. But Wade will. Wade Tricor.
I think he's going to have to have
it in the matter. Well, he's trying to.
Yeah. He has property
village of Micanopy, you see, is against it. And he's one of the spokesmen. He's quite able, yes.
Yeah.
He's sitting here where he can hear what I say. So I'd say he's a very able man. Well, Roscoe, let me tell you, I just been talking to Catherine, and we were talking about that zoning business, and one of my friends over here, and he knows more about it than I do. Let him talk to you. He'll tell you what he's got in mind. Be all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's Wade Swicord. We have a problem in Micanopy, and unfortunately, we were asleep when they passed a rezoning ordinance to put in a sportatorium, as they call it, which is a wrestling arena, and the 10,000-seat arena that put in next, right on the border of Micanopy, which is 1 square mile, and it's only 800 people in Micanopy. Sportatorium, it's a wrestling arena.
And I
seem to think that you people have stopped projects of some description in your area, and my point is there any hope, have you found any legal loophole after the zoning request was granted? That's the problem. We've got the zoning request granted, but now we've got further information showing that it's wrong action, quite frankly speaking, and it shouldn't be there, and everyone's in agreement except they snuck in and got the zoning first. I'm wondering if there's any precedent that you know of in that area that we could pick up on.
You're right, it's a zoning problem, huh?
Right.
What's that zoned for?
Well, it's zoned, right now they've got it zoned to put the wrestling arena in.
It's zoned for agriculture?
Yeah, previously it was.
Yeah. And now it's been changed, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think attorney is beneficial in this case? You think an attorney would be beneficial? I mean, the attorney could handle it in front of the zoning board.
Yes, I think the attorney
would
help.
Uh-huh.
You could ask him, the attorney.
Okay.
What attorney?
You don't have a suggestion of a good attorney that could handle things like this nature.
No, the one down there that handles it.
I've never employed one personally.
Uh-huh.
We had a community affair.
I see. Do you recall the name of the attorney in your area?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the name of the attorney that handled the case?
Well, he's left here. He's over on the East Coast now.
Uh-huh.
So he wouldn't be much use, I don't think.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The guy would know who the good ones are, I guess.
Yeah, he would. He uses them all the time.
don't you know all the good ones?
I don't use
them. Guy says he doesn't use attorneys.
I didn't understand
him. The guy says he doesn't use attorneys. No, he needs a bunch of them.
Well, I suppose there'd be somebody around who could tell you at any rate if you don't know them.
Okay.
I thought maybe a guy had had experience with them.
They've had experience with me.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, I'm not any good.
Tell him if he thinks of anything to call you.
Okay.
Guy said if you have to think of anything to let us know about it. Anything occurs to you that'd help on this case. If you think of anything, let us know. Anything that would help. We sure appreciate it.
Ask him if he couldn't come up here and handle it.
Guy says maybe he could come up here and handle a case. Okay. Well, good to talk to you. Okay, see you.
Just hang out.
Okay, bye.
Guy? Go ahead and hang the goddamn thing up. Woo! I just started to write the old bastard. Just started to write it.
Where do you want me to punch this gear?
You gonna finish?
Just turn it off where it says turn off there.
Stop. That's good enough.
Well, that's half of it. Well, he didn't give us anything much to sit down there.
Now, his wife's about a sport, isn't she?
Yeah.
She just jumped right in.
Yeah, she jumped right in.
Good Lord. Now, she's a sport.
She's a sport. Both of them are.
And that's a fine bunch of people to know, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, Roscoe is the only colleague I've ever had, that I'd like to get up here and tape him for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You see the way they get a hold of things. I take both of them, you see, one at a time, and then shoot both of them together. And I can remember everything they've done since I've known them, and I knew them first, I suppose, in 39.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been closer to him ever since than anybody else in the profession, you see. So I just doing this just to kill time. I was just so don't pay attention to me. But now here it didn't come out here, but you take Cookie. Cookie's got that mentality where he just walks along, and if they're putting on a roof, he knows what kind of roof they're putting on and who's doing it and how and all the circumstances. You see, his mind just, it's never been, well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. A lot of people do that in that experience sort of thing. Roscoe knew the same thing. And furthermore, I never see him reading the newspapers, but he always knows what's in them.
Mm-hmm.
He even knows what goes on up here. You know that fella who they wrote a feature story on in the energy business? This is a great big tall fella.
Yeah.
Well, he'd read about that. He got the wrong idea about it. I mean, down there they hadn't picked up the more interesting parts of it, but he picked it up some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's the sort he is. And, Zoning, you say he don't know, he'd follow it, but you see, you find out he does. And furthermore, he got financial dealings that he never talks to me about. And he has investments and all. He's not well to do, but he's not poor. And well, now that's how a fellow is. And we went all over England and him, went up to the North Sea at Bede's old abbey up there. And he knew all about it and where all the bricks lay. But he never talks about those things. And that just annoys me no end. Now you take old John Davenport. He came through here Tuesday, I guess it was, and Phoebe Flory was here and drawing pictures one thing or another. And John, we just asked him what he's doing, and he said, well, right now he's getting out that book. I said, what book? Well, he went into it. Well, he kept on about 20 minutes. He didn't have to. I mean, he'd stop any time you were ready to hear something else. But Roscoe won't do that. That's one thing that bastard won't do. He won't talk shop. Save you. I read Beowulf with him. Yeah. I never learned much Beowulf with him. Learned a lot about him. You're on the old California. They've had zoning business down there. I don't know anybody in that. Well,
according to Lyman Rogers, then people in Ocala are backwards.
Yeah.
Oh.
They want it.
Yeah, he says they've got more developments on the books now and houses to be built. He said more quantity than Dade County ever had at one single moment.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
They're all going to get rich.
Gonna be nothing but people down there next thing you know.
No, there won't even be any jaybirds. Well, now he's a mountain, if he can't tell you.
Well, I called him, wasn't necessarily about, I mentioned the sports ranch, but I was talking to him about Simonton Ranch and see if we could get any support on that, but he's lost his political connections with the new administration. He doesn't have any clout up there. And it's a shame because, hell, this thing sits just between me and him. You know, like he lives on one side and I live on the other side of this Simonton Ranch. Because he lives in Reddick.
Well, that's right.
And it goes down to McIntosh, guy.
Oh, yeah.
Got
a good lawyer to talk. End of our quiet days once they get the hammer on it. Mm-mm.
Look it. Cardinal. Is that a cardinal?
I can't see that. Yeah, that's cardinal. She got a nest down below there, and she comes up there. These little green, whatever the squirrel leaves. Is he up there too?
Yeah, they're both there. Mom and Pop.
Well, I'll have to give him a little bit more. I can't put out much of time, the squirrel. I found out about the mockingbirds. They, there was a bevy of them, yeah. And I thought the cardinals had been running them out of the yard. And then I heard one down the corral, and I thought, well, we're going to have some at least. I love the mockingbirds. I don't love to hear these cardinals. They got this same monotonous note all the time. And then we were down in the back pasture, there was a whole gang of them. And I thought, well, we're going to have a colony of mockingbirds down here. Went down there the next afternoon to see them, and wasn't a sign of a mockingbird. So all I could tell was that they were migrating. And I hate to think that all the mockingbirds are migrating away from here. But they sure have, as you're used to saying here.
You know, come to think of it, I haven't heard a whole bunch of them recently.
There's one man in our neighborhood up there in town that watches the paper for rezoning. He's our next door neighbor. And it takes somebody, or else he'll slip it by.
I was asleep, guy. It's amazing.
Well, you can't watch everything.
And here they have professional planners. They have a whole covey of people. It's obvious to anybody wants to look what would happen. And they just brushed it right on through. Well, I'm afraid it's going to go in. I don't have the funds to fight it. We could give them some more hassle. Put it off a little bit longer.
How about seeing if anyone in the government's tied up to them or something, then they can use it again. the last resort.
That's hard to say. I forgot who. There are three men, Van Arnum and two other guys, I think, are in on this. I don't know if it's Van Arnum by himself or not. He sold the property. How long ago you reckon he bought that from Mr. Smith?
A year? I don't know the time. I think Robert sold it off about the same time he sold Reddick. Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I know Van Arnum was kept in touch with him, and he always asked him for, you know, tips about where to look for.
Well, the only thing one thing we can get out of it is we can bargain a little bit with the county and get them to stop any further building, I think, on 441. Hopefully.
Well, hell, once that comes in, the building will just start.
Well, that was one of my big major points. And this is going to be a big point of contention when I talk to the commission again. But I hate to start talking right now with the idea that we've given up.
Yeah, put on a big show for us. Have you run into any ally?
Well, the city council is back of us.
Well, I mean, anybody who can run interference for you.
Margaret Carr is too tied up with her barge canal now.
Yeah, yeah. She can give you ideas.
Yeah, I can use her for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many areas of concern that people are involved in, it's difficult to find somebody.
Yeah.
There's no one right around Nuconopia.
Nobody in Nuconopia that can. Nobody. You need somebody whose influence is outside the influence anyhow, outside of making over.
But I tell you, the commissioners are scared to death. They just don't want to do anything because of legal problems. They're up for lawsuit if they do anything. And they've stirred the water so much with Norwood Hope that they don't have the spunk to take on another battle. Evidently, they all remember Walt Ebling from school board days. Well, it's worth it if no more than to sharpen their claws a little bit and get them on the ball to watch for other things, rather than just let it sit back and nothing be said about it.
Yeah.
And your lady friend there on the phone talking about she didn't have much respect for these people. Well, hell, I'd call them a son of a bitch right there in the council chamber. One time when it all looked pretty dark right at the end, I said, I've just got to say this one thing. I don't see how in the hell that Dick Tarbox, who fathered the whole planning council from its inception, could turn around and put the shaft to McNulty when he knows what's going on. See, Dick Tarbox is the one that made, he was a promo, he's a promotion agent. And he quit the land planning council to go into private practice. Well, the land planning council was established to prevent this kind of operation. That's precisely why it was established. And he was executive director of it for 6 or 7 years. And one of his first good jobs when he gets out is to screw up ecology, environment, and everything else. All for money. Sold out.
He has a know-how.
Sure. Yes, sir. Well, hell, he's worth his weight in gold. If I wanted to do something obstreperous, I'd hire him too.
Is he a lawyer?
No, he's a planner. But now he's a consultant, they call him. But what this means is that he's got the strings now, and he's got the knowledge of how the whole operation works, and he knows how to slick it in there, put it across. He's worth a good bit of money because the Regional Planning Council is getting more and more clout. And people have to contend with the Regional Planning Council. Now, this was outlined so that it didn't touch the Regional Planning Council. Purposely so. If they'd been just a little bit bigger, it would have come under the auspices of the Regional Planning Council. And it, you know, might have stood some trouble there. But they stayed out of that by making it so small. Didn't come under the guidelines.
Yeah, they grow.
They'll make the damn thing grow, sure, if it's successful. What the hell? Yep.
We're trying to get any restrictions on the further growth once it was studied against free enterprise system or something.
No, not if the county steps down on it.
Could we get that done so they couldn't acknowledge?
Yeah.
They might discourage them all together.
See, that crowd of people coming down there, if I drove down there, I'd want to stop off somewhere and buy a beer or something like that, and it's just natural to build joints and whatnot hanging around the place. Up and down that street. They say they're only going to operate one night a week.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
the way I see it, the only business that works one day a week is the church, and they're losing. One day a week. Well, I better get back to the figures and facts. I don't know how I'm going to incorporate all these catfish into my Micanopy planning. Yeah. Yeah, I spent a lot of energy on trying to do something about that Symington property, and this there again, it's just too late. If they hadn't jumped the gun and sold it, I mean, they might not have sold it yet. But 3 or 4 months from now, I may could have had a possibility of getting the money to buy it.
Yeah.
But I can't begin to put together a package on that piece of property. I can't even touch it. When you're talking about $4.5 million, you're talking about, good Lord, that's $300,000 a year interest. Never mind payments. So you got to make sure something's going to happen when you have to start asking for money on a situation like that. That's what all this development has come to. They've jacked all these land prices up. And if somebody turns around and buys a chunk of land for a high amount of money, they've got to do something with it. Because you don't have philanthropist around anymore in this day and age.
It costs them too much to hold it.
Yeah. Now see, you don't have any investment out here. But if you sold it at going rate, the person that bought it, he'd have to hop. You know? He'd have to do something. He'd have to have it. 4 cows an acre or something working out here to pay for it.
Yes. Past cows now, huh?
Crows.
Oh.
I don't get the... Not any more territory for cows, it looks to me like.
Nope.
It does.
Yes. Good Lord.
This you don't have any occasion to work with the people out in the shallow community. They are. I used to know a good many of them when I went to that little church was on the Methodist circuit. I went out to Sunday school and church every 2 or 3 Sundays. And then I worked, let's see, old Cecil Pardee, he used to help me, and he plowed up that back pasture back there when Bill went and put melons in it. And I used to knock around with him. He worked on my wells a little bit. And several of them. Now, some of them over here the other night, Willie's wife is over here with her brother, Miles Mixon. Miles done a lot of things. He ran a service station for 10 or 15 years over at Williston, solid time. Never been sick a day in his life. He's, as he puts it, he's never been so he couldn't get up and put his clothes on. A day in his life. Well, They are he just had 100 acres or so, 150 acres, and he sold off all but around 20. And you see that he sold it when it was around $1,000 an acre. Well, if he waited a month or two, he got 1,500 where things were going. But the thing of it is, they belong in the past Cookie. They're in the along the line level where they think pretty well themselves and their judgment. And you see, I've been past that for a long time. Hell, I can't remember when I saw well in my judgment. And you see what they do. He thinks he's done well. Well, it's like the Arab oil. They've got to the point they realize that the oil companies, they said, used to advise them to put the money in United States securities or in European securities. Well, if they had, they'd have lost half of it. You see, the prices, all of it has gone down. But keeping it in the ground, it's worth a whole lot more now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, they've got nothing in their experience to go by. And they're men of experience. And they nothing is tentative with them. Or you see, such a thing as an inquiry, just I'm going to look at this now and see which way she's going. It's cloud mentality. You see, they are whatever they do well. They work on pumps and they raise vegetables and all sorts of things. They can teach a Sunday school class. And just to the point where they can teach a Sunday school class. And see, Cookie can't do that. But now the only thing they can do is lose.
What do they do is wrong. Anything they do is wrong. Now, you see, their wives work at this institution down here. His wife does, my wife does, Willie's wife, Sybil does. Reason she was out, she had an operation, she's mending.
Mm-hmm.
And she just felt pretty good, so she came over here and visited with us. But, you see, she knows how to do that. This correction institution down here at Lowell.
Girl school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Girl's prison, rather.
And, you see, she has been with them generation, and like Willie, never went through high school. I said, well, now we ought to figure this out. Well, he says, you don't have to worry about that. He says, Sybil has had a lot of experience. She can figure it out. Now, Sybil, you see, takes all these short courses. She takes them there. She takes them at Gainesville or at Tallahassee. And, see, she's capable of learning. And she's, I think she's a dietitian or some such capacity. She's there. And you see, they're lucky to have a person like that. She's got that. She's close enough to the first generation out there. At least she brought up out there, and this is her first. She's not a unionist. She don't want to join in a trade unions or anything like that. She's sort of on the side of the management, and she wants the state to operate it economically. And then if they have any trouble, she looks at quite a hard time the wardens have and the guards, and she don't think about anything else. Well, I just, it's a mentality that's sort of beyond me. I'm not able to, I haven't been able to work with them in here. They just a little ahead of me. They don't respond to suggestions.
Buster's not in that group necessarily, but he can't do anything to lose now. You know, if he didn't have himself situated like that, he'd be way under.
What did he buy that place for?
For his kids to live in. Isn't that something?
And they've done gone.
No, they're all back there living in it.
Are they?
They're not going to leave home. Why the hell should they? It's not just the rich people that are pulling this stuff, guys. Buster's doing it. Goddamned. Don't matter what they do, you know. You need some spending money or something. Well, of course, Billy's theoretically working. I don't know if he works off and on. He's working the state road department. They're always hanging around.
Well, he couldn't fix up the place he was living in.
Well, he wanted the kids out of the house.
Oh, you mean the kids living there? He not?
Right. He and Bertie still live in the same old place. He turned that house over to the kids.
I never heard anything like that. I never heard of the light. Did you? Is that coming?
It's getting Bernie Webb, the guy that's investing with me. I was talking to him about buying a bank or something like that. He said, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in buying houses. So when my kids come and have somewhere to put them. He's convinced they're going to come back on him.
Yeah.
They probably will, too.
He just predicted it.
They treat them like that, and they do. They come back on.
Yes.
They bail those kids out every time they turn around, and the kids know it, so they don't have to struggle at all.
They don't, yeah. There's no place they can get similar treatment.
No. And always come back. I don't see how I never could go back home and hang around. I just never did that.
Well, I used to do a little of that. I never did very much of it, but I did some, and it was a very nice feeling.
Yeah.
To have a place to go. And then I used to go up where we had Proctor there in Union City up there, and they were good for a couple of weeks every year.
We sit out there under the maple tree and cut corn and put it in the freezer. And there's nothing wrong with that life. I just wished I had a little more of it, is all. I often wonder what good I'd ever been if I stayed up there. Well, I've been as good as I am this way, but I'd certainly have been different. And I see the same thing operating with these youngsters like Debbie. Now, she thinks she's independent, but she also loves to sit at Bobby
yeah.
Bowers is
Well, they fail to get that necessary degree of independence before you go back and partake of that.
They don't quite get as much as they think they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get another taste of that, it's very hard to pay their own bills.
Oh, good Lord. I walked through the Webb's house. You know, Bill's staying there. He's trying to get a divorce, and he's married to the Webb daughter, and she's come back home with her kid, and she's roosting around the house. There you got it. You know, a whole closet full of whiskey, whole refrigerator full of food,
yeah.
Beds, maid running around cleaning the house up.
Yeah, they don't have to.
My God Almighty.
They don't have to enter the subject. See, Julie, she gonna get out. She gonna find out if you see how to manage now. She won't have to worry.
I can't think of anybody to go to.
God, I've got to make some phone calls 4 or 5. I forgot all about them.
You better move.
About 3 or 4 of them, matter of fact.
That's the one making it.
Well, that's that long distance business.
Yeah.
Are any of the French experience people still here?
Yes, but they were out here Tuesday. And they are so independent, I never know just what to expect of them.
Because we had said that one Sunday.
Yes, yes.
But I was working that Sunday.
Oh, they are clever.
Well, keep you posted. We'll see.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Enjoy your visit.
You're welcome to come over and nose in on the fish fry Saturday if you want to.
Well, pretty soon, yeah. Bye. Thank you.